This is Today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction and Apache. Bob, you and I have been traveling, so what's been going on in the cattle sales?
Well, we started out the first part of the week. We had light runs right at the week of the 4th everywhere. Most sales shut down, and Oklahoma City had a sale, but it was very light. Now, this week, we started back with kind of normal runs, and KC, the market, it's good. We've got a good feeder market, got a good calf market, got a good fat market. I mean, the only thing bothering the fat people, the fat cattle market is, you know, box beef is going down, which it always going down, normally goes down this time of year, but we've been exceptionally higher than we normally are. So they're starting to try to readjust that. But we're still selling, you know, up north, they're selling fat cattle in the mid to high 90s. In the Texas, Kansas Panhandle, we're selling in the high 80s, low 90s. I mean, we did sell cattle higher than that a couple of weeks ago for a day or two. But I mean, in general, we've got everything's good. I mean, you know, we're still moving the beef. I seen one ad at a hamburger place that's offering a hamburger pork blend sausage. And the reason being, I mean, they haven't come down on their price of the meal, but it cost them less to put it together. So they're keeping their margin by blending pork in it. And, you know, I mean, I'll eat that. I mean, I'm not going to run off from that unless
ain't nobody mad at bacon, Bob. Nobody's ever going to be mad.
I'm just not going to eat it if they put chicken in it.
Right, me neither.
But in general, I mean, we still got an optimistic deal. I mean, here we are. Calves are higher than they were a year ago. Calves are high. But you go out in March, April, May, and look at your LRP, and you can lock in a good margin again. So especially if you're a cow-calf man and you're normally grazing your cattle and you're going to graze them to wheat and cut your wheat or graze part of your wheat out, there's a tremendous margin there. And mark your calves at what they're worth going on wheat. I mean, you still got a $300 to $500 margin. So, I mean, be locking it up. You know, KC, one thing that we forget about, and they've made it now, one-day limit in the feeder market, the first-day limit is $9.25. If the first 2 months are locked limit down, the next day is $13.75. So just 2 days is a pretty good black swan, and there's no sense in losing sleep over it. I mean, go ahead and put them on. I mean, quit worrying about how high it's going to get. Worry about locking in a margin and then moving on down the road. So, I mean, that part, I mean, I've got people that's starting to buy these 3-weight calves, getting ready for wheat to turn out. Of course, some of them call me and tell me, well, this thing's going to get higher. And I said, according to who? Well, they said, according to my broker, according to my commission man, according to my sale bar man. And I said, I'll tell you what those three people know. All they know is to tell you how to sell cattle so they can get a commission. They know nothing. And I said, I'm one of those three people. So just forget about anybody projecting the future. Lock in what you've got, you know, is a fact. And if it goes up, you still get it. And if it goes down, you're locked in. So, I mean, it same song, same dance, just a different day.
Still no word on replacements right now that you're seeing?
I'm not seeing any. I mean, we've had, the last 5 sales, we've had at least one shipment of 50 to 100 head that they're selling older cows because of what. Well, we sold a guy yesterday. He had 8 and 9 year old cows and 100 calves. His calves weighed from 350 to 500. You throwed them together, and that salvage was $3,200 a pair. And I asked him why. He said, Bobby, we're short on water and short on grass. And this is within 75 miles of Apache. I mean, it's still spotted. I mean, we're way better off than we have been as far as total rain, but there's that 20% that's still reducing numbers. And I mean, he looked at the salvage value and it made his mind up real quick. He said, we can keep more heifers if we need cows later. But right now we're on the verge of a marginal year for grass and water. So we're just going to eliminate those. And as far as somebody calling me and wanting to buy a set of bred heifers, I mean, it might be for 10, but it's not for 300 to 500. I mean, I haven't seen the replacement yet. And if you look at the heifer numbers coming to town, I mean, if they've got 100 cows and they say 50-50, there's 40, all the heifers coming to town. So I don't know where they get their numbers on. Now, up north, yes, they may be doing that, north of Kansas and north. But in Oklahoma, I haven't seen any herd rebuilding yet.
What do you think we're going to see over the next few weeks?
I think our runs will stay about like they are. I mean, we are seeing some people pull some 350 to 4-weight calves that normally make them weigh 5 in October because they're worth $1,400 to $1,500 a head. I mean, you know, if your cost of weaning a calf is, even if it's $1,000, your net is still $400, and we don't net that kind of money on our calves. So, I mean, it's a win-win. If I'm gonna wean them and keep them, I'm sure going to put an LRP on them if I'm going to sell them in December, or I'll put an LRP on them in March, April, and May if I'm going to go to wheat with them.
How do folks get in touch with you, Bob, if they want to visit?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, Greg Griffith, or myself a call.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you.